Ramble.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have a spastic colon. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. Today we're talking about a Cinderella story, Hillary Duff's own. And joining us in the studio, we got Elle Mills.
Yay,
back.
I'm glad you guys brought me back for the Hillary Duff.
We decided to make you double dip.
Yes. Yeah. Love it.
The Hillary time. Let's just do this, guys. I, believe it or not, had never seen this movie.
Can't believe it.
I know this movie is near and dear to your heart. Mm-hmm. Garrick, what about you?
I've never seen it.
Oh my God.
No. How did you guys have a high school experience? Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't this. I can say that.
But this movie's got it all. It's got Hillary Duff, mm-hmm. Chad Michael Murray. Mm-hmm. It's got love. Elle, I'd love to just jump in with, what does this movie mean to you?
It's another one of those movies where I don't remember not seeing it. To me, I'm just like Hilary Duff's biggest fan. Mm. I think this was like the perfect movie riding off of Lizzie McGuire. So I'm obsessed with that. And I think this movie was truly made just for Hilary Duff. Mm. And so I'm here for it. And so it just means childhood. It means... I feel like it's a trendsetter of teen movies.
Damn. That's saying something. That's crazy.
It really was like the 2000s version of what we thought was like coming to age mm-hmm. films for right. our parents. It was mm-hmm. like, nah, bitch, this was ours mm-hmm. for girls especially. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I find it funny. Instead of coming of age, you said coming to age. And
I said coming to age?
Yeah,
I would never. Miles, can you roll that tape? How embarrassing. Not in front of the L Mills.
Did anyone else hear it? Yes or no?
No.
I just imagined you like being like, oh, age.
Coming to age. But truly, it was, and I know, L, you'll agree, that it felt like every girl's dream mm-hmm. to have what happened to Hillary in this movie.
Yes.
And it was so watchable. Every time you watch it, it was something new. The physical comedy, the joke writing, mm-hmm. the caricatures, the Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes.
Oh, Regina King, bitch, before Regina King.
What a cast. Well, we've got a lot to dive into. I'll give you a quick synopsis. It's Cinderella.
That's all you need to know.
It's a modern day Cinderella starring Hilary Duff. Yeah. She's got Jennifer Coolidge as her evil stepmother. Mm-hmm. She works at a diner. She's mopping the floors. Mm-hmm. How embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Chad Michael Murray mm-hmm. is the hottie school quarterback. Mm-hmm. And he and Hill Duff, they've been secretly texting.
Uh-oh.
Through
on a Princeton chat board.
The device that I'm not yet.
Oh, it was a Princeton chat board?
Yes. That's and then they moved it over to text message.
Yeah.
Text message of the times where you had to press the number four times to get to the letter O.
T9 texting.
T9.
Who could forget?
Oops.
But you weren't that old. You weren't old enough yet.
Yeah.
No. Oh, damn.
Who can forget? Elle can forget.
Elle never remembered.
The classic Cinderella shit. They fall in love. The end. It's great. There's more. We'll get in there.
Yeah.
Who wants to kick us off with the pledgy?
What? Do you have one, Garrett?
Yeah. I was going to say Chad Michael Murray is as a whole was great during this whole thing. I loved him during this whole thing. Because like, he was such a sweet lad the whole time. Like the whole scene where they all line up to like try to date him and say like, oh, I'm Cinderella. And he's like, I can't, come on. I know, look at my face. I'm beautiful, but come on. I'm not your Prince Charming. Although you're very pretty, but I gotta go. And
he
I
was
think
never
that
bad.
He was never mm-hmm. a bad yeah. guy mm-hmm. or like a super jock.
Except when he stole her parking space in the beginning. That was the only dick
it's
move
crazy.
He did.
Yeah. They introduce him as a mega dick.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
first shot where he comes in, he speeds into the parking
in
lot,
a
tires G-wagon. Screeching.
That's a $120,000 G-Wagon.
That was sick.
And senior.
I thought that was fucking the best part of the movie.
I realize it was a dick move, Kara? Because like, that was my dream.
I was like, that's a G-Wagon. He can do whatever he wants. Fair he probably enough. Didn't even see the car. He's so high up.
Okay, but what was her old Mustang? What kind of Mustang was that?
Oh, it was just a regular Mustang.
Oh, just a regular
Mustang. Just a regular old yeah. boy.
But he really didn't have too much growth or character change except for
that moment. Being, I mean, he didn't really need about who to. He is. I yeah. think she was the one that was supposed to go through the arc, right?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't need to change at all. He just needed to find himself.
He needed to find that it was okay to oh, yeah, date to, a nerd?
And write yeah. columns.
No, because, like, he was already okay with dating the... I felt like he was already okay with dating the nerd. Mm-hmm. It was... He needed to accept the fact that he was a nerd as well and be like, I don't like football. I don't like USC football. I'm not going to try this backdoor program situation where, Dad, you donate a whole bunch of money to a school.
Sounds
and I
like
get
fiction almost.
You hear yeah, that, Olivia? the central conflict that Chad Michael Murray has is fucking wild. Yeah. It's that his dad wants him to go to USC, and he's like, no, Dad, I want to go to Princeton. Mm-hmm. You fucking entitled yeah. prick.
Yeah. And he has a G-Wagon. He's getting in anywhere.
Yeah.
He's getting out of a lot of things.
Unbelievable that is the central conflict, and I'm supposed to be like, oh no, what's he gonna do?
Well, he wasn't. Okay, so I do hate entitlement. Like, and we'll get to the twins and Jennifer Coolidge and all that stuff and her character. Although Jennifer Coolidge is a national treasure, yeah. I don't want to shit on her. I hate that they keep on casting her in like non-nice roles.
Yeah, she was racist in this.
She was for sure racist. She was 100% racist.
Full on Karen, yeah.
100% racist. But his dad owned a car wash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he was laundering money. Yeah. So of course they were in, like, he wasn't entitled.
Breaking Bad.
But he was Breaking Bad.
There's a very fine. Interesting movie beneath the surface. Did that occur to you when you were watching this as a child?
No.
Of course not.
Breaking Bad wasn't out yet.
We live in a post Breaking Bad world where every car wash is laundering money.
I have to pose a question though that we love to talk about here. Was Chad Michael Murray too old to be a senior in high school, or did we believe it? And was he a hottie?
So I talked to
I love that you're the first person to answer this.
Yeah, because he's a hottie. Yeah. Leave him alone. Anyway, I think Sequoia and I were talking about this, that every high schooler now is an actual high schooler, right? They're like all like, I'm 15. Look at me. I'm a small child. Nah, man, we need men to play high schoolers so that you can look up their ages and be like, okay, I don't feel bad.
Oh,
thank God.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. They're not 15
years old. Reverse psychology for us to feel better about ourselves at that age.
No, it's more so of like, I'm attracted to this person.
Oh.
Oh God. I hope they're of age. They are of age.
I will also go out on a limb.
For Kervin. Got it.
I will also come out and say that I think Chad Michael Murray is very hot in this movie.
Yes.
I have not looked up his age.
Yeah, he's he was 22 at the time.
And there to that, I say thank God.
Yeah, yeah, there it is. Exactly.
Is Chad Michael Murray, GMM, is he hot?
I think so.
Okay.
Why would you not?
Wait, you don't think he's hot?
You don't?
Wait, I
know.
Oh my God, I assumed that Kelsey, you were about to go on like a 10-minute rant about the importance to Chad Michael Murray as part of your teenage
awakening. Hillary Duff was my sexual awakening. The amount of times I tried to do that dark eye and I was like, do I want to be her or be in her? I don't know. I'm obsessed with this movie. Maybe he doesn't do it for me. I don't know. Maybe I thought he was too much of a man. I wanted something a little more Gordo.
Yeah,
you know?
He had a jawline.
You wanted a Gordo?
I don't know. Do you see my boyfriend now? They're all nerds.
He's tall and very attractive and muscular.
And
a nerd.
He loves Dune.
In his mind, he's a nerd.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not by looks. If I walked up to Jared enough. Today.
Wait, this is wild because you're gay and you're not supporting Chad Michael Murray. So Garrick and I are the ones who are going to have to get on a pedestal here and talk about how hot he is.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. I don't see the problem here.
He just wasn't the main character for me.
You know? Get the fuck out of here. He was fucking amazing looking.
I think he's gorgeous.
I'm on the Hillary train here. Like she,
well, of course we're on the Hillary train.
Yeah. She stole the show. No one else could have been in this movie. It could have just been her.
Disagree.
One of my favorite things is when Twitter found out that Hillary Duff has a little butt on her. Has a little egg on her. It was one of the better days of my life. She's getting a little, you know, she's getting a little older and she's maturing and all that stuff. And
she got an ass. She's short.
Yeah. Somebody was like, wait, since when did Lizzie McGuire get all thick on her? It was so fucking funny.
She's been that way. Did you see the fucking outfits in this movie?
Early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually wearing this hat specifically.
I noticed it was the baseball cap.
Yes.
Oh, really?
The tank top, lace top.
I noticed that.
With the lace bottom, just electric blue with the brown velvet cropped zip up. Bitches could fucking never right now. They can try.
Yeah.
She was mid-drifting. She was fucking low-rising. Costumes for this movie. Deserve an Academy Award.
I think we just love the early 2000s because the same we had the same reaction to everything that Letty was wearing in Fast and Furious.
Ooh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
When we meet Hillary, she's wearing a double choker with a giant pendant.
Right,
and I'm wondering, we're down with that?
We're still down with it. Yes. Still wearing crystals around.
Yeah, and she's got like the long sleeves.
Yes.
One thing.
This is, by the way, the most Garrick has ever. I know. Come ever alive. Been.
Oh, about outfits or no, just in general.
This movie.
Oh yeah, I love this.
This is the Batman level excitement for Garrick.
I'm sorry. I love something about a woman with longer sleeves than she needs. Like if your sleeves cover your hands a little bit, I am in love with you.
I know exactly. Let me see your sleeves. Exactly.
There it is.
There's something just hot and like makes you all of a sudden a little like.
What about me?
No.
You're hot too.
Okay, so when I think about oversized clothing, I think about My Sexual Awakening, a movie that we should cover on this podcast, Tyra Banks in Life Size.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Why haven't we done a goofy movie?
We fucking should. Yeah. But the director of this directed Life Size.
Oh
wow. Little early fun sense. Fact for you.
Oh, wow.
So same he's energy.
A fucking.
I've never OG. Seen Life Size.
Oh,
you
know. Oh my God.
You it's gotta come classic. Back a third time.
Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this director is an OG of oversized clothing. That's really, he did it for us. I texted you, Elle, 4 minutes into this movie, and I said that this movie screams Elle Mills. And I'm wondering if you know why I thought that.
Oh.
Was it I guess the intro, like the whole, like, it starts off with like the magic castle and then it's like, well, my life's not actually like this. And then it goes back and does like the whole backstory thing, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's the classic the style L. of voiceover. I was like, oh, of course she loves this.
Yes.
And then it fucking ends with, this will be.
I know. Love.
And I'm like, oh yeah, of course. This is like, and like you said, you don't remember a time not knowing this movie. I'm like, yes, this is in your DNA. Yeah. It's like a syringe just baselined into your body.
Mm-hmm. Free based.
I knew, I looked to you and I'm like, help me.
Yeah,
help
the drug addict. The music in this.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Take it away.
Well, I was going to say, my favorite thing about this movie is the use of Hilary Duff songs in a Hilary Duff movie. There's like three of them.
What are, I didn't hear them.
There's three of them.
The opening one is,
I don't really.
Fucking,
I know the last one's My Lips Are Sealed.
Yeah.
It's her and her sister.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Yes.
So she is the soundtrack of this movie.
Yes.
So we are living in a universe where Hilary Duff exists separate from the character of Sam.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So you think anyone in this universe, which also we're living in a universe in which Lizzie McGuire looks exactly like an Italian pop star. So there's some weird multiverse shit going on.
I'd love to read those Reddit theories. How this crossover.
Yeah. Okay, so is she at any point listening to those songs, like the character?
The way that Ludacris plays in a Fast and Furious movie?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't think
because,
so.
Because I feel like characters don't hear the score of the movie.
No.
What are you talking about?
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
This also, Bridgerton, who this movie has a symphonic cover of Edwin McCain's I'll Be.
That moment?
Suck it, Shonda.
That moment. Mm-hmm. I'm looking directly at Alice because I know y'all can't relate. But that move, that moment when Chad Michael Murray is like, meet me under the disco ball at 11 p.m. And she's like, okay. And she shows up and she has that moment where she walks down the stairs and Regina King's previous wedding dress, which probably had to be at least $2,000-$3,000 dress on the low end.
Probably.
Down the stairs.
With spotlight hits.
I'm getting hard just thinking about that happening to me in high school. Center of attention. The Prince Charming comes and grabs you and takes you outside to a fucking gazebo where a three-string quartet pops up out of nowhere and he wants to play 10 questions with you and know about your life. Exactly what Regina King said. If a man is writing down his feelings about you, it's a love letter. And this man is nothing but a love letter to Hillary. He loves her. That is only what you could hope to be juiced at. I've had my eyes closed for so long.
You're going to tell me that Chad Michael Murray isn't hot?
It could have been anyone.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Just the emotion he gives her.
The way that you, the cadence you were going for just now was like a Pentecostal preacher.
And the Lord was with her.
And she walked down
and
the stairs.
She walked and she danced with the man. And he lifted the mask upon her face. And he looked into the eyes.
Can I get an amen?
You did. I don't think Kelsey actually gave that speech. She was touched by a divine spirit.
Do you know what speech I can give? No, you listen to me. I knew you turned out to be exactly who I thought you were. I never pretended to be anybody else. It was me all along, but I ended up being the one who got hurt in front of everybody. Look, I didn't come here to yell at you. Okay? I came here to tell you I know what it feels like to not be here, to be afraid to show who you really are. I was, but I'm not anymore because I believe in myself. And the truth is, I don't care what anybody else thinks about me because I believe in me and I know everything's going to be okay. And even though I have no family, no money, and no money for college, it's you who I feel sorry for.
Whoa.
Wait. And then she goes, I know that boy who wrote the emails is somewhere inside of you, but I can't wait for him because waiting for you is like waiting for rain in this drought. Useless and disappointing.
Period.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Miles. Yeah. Wow. I performed that on a stage in front of like a lot of people.
How did it go?
I got the first ever superior rating in Freedom High School history. So you're welcome. And thank you to Hillary Duff.
Wow.
Might be responsible for my acting career.
Holy shit.
I watched this movie a lot.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Well, it set up a lot of unrealistic expectations, you know?
It sure did.
About relationships.
You know, okay, so you're talking about the ending. I've got some problems with it.
Oh.
I think Chad Michael Murray did her dirty and doesn't deserve her, even though I maintain he's very hot.
I think that's why I'm not about it.
Why not?
Okay. Do you agree?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
No. I literally, one of the things I wrote down was just like, I still, every time I watch it, I'm always confused as to what happens after the play, you know, I'm like, why is he suddenly like
embarrassed
by it?
There's this homecoming moment where they reveal, like, the mean girls, it's Chad Michael Murray's ex and the two evil stepsisters, they put on a performance about Diner Girl, and they reveal that Sam is the Cinderella who Chad Michael Murray's been looking for. And everyone chants, Diner Girl, Diner Girl.
Public school.
I didn't know that, like, school-sanctioned bullying like that was just going to be allowed. It's kind of intense. But then he looks back, she's crying, and he looks back, and he's like, and then they don't talk.
No, he doesn't stand up for her or do anything. Days. Mm-hmm. One day.
And she has to go after him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You fucked up.
Yeah, that's why I don't fuck with it, I think.
And then he goes after her in the middle of the game. He leaves his game, whatever. Yeah. He goes to kiss her. I'd be like, no, sir.
Yeah, that would have been hot.
No, sir. Actually, maybe I'd let him kiss me. And then later I'd be like, no, sir.
So in a post-White Lotus world where we are looking at things in a realistic light, I think that she would make out with him. I think that that is a fair thing to happen where it's just like, oh, this person just ran off of the field for me. Fuck it. Why? I've been chasing this person for so long. One thing is not going to get me to fall out of love with them.
Also, no. Speaking of White Lotus, we got Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
National so treasure good. As the evil stepmother.
Whew.
She's perfect.
Yeah.
She brought Botox to media before anybody fucking knew what Botox was. Mm-hmm. When she says that line, I can't show emotion for another hour. Yeah. It's the Botox. I fucking knew what they were talking about.
Her pink outfit that she wore in the diner that one time, I feel like that's the same outfit she wore in Legally Blonde.
Probably.
It just feels like the same vibe.
It was. With the heels and the accessories.
Every time she's on screen, every time that she does like a, what?
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Damn.
Okay. She has
such an iconic voice and comedic timing.
And to see her play like pure evil in a way that's not over the top, like with yelling, or she's not like physically violent, mm-hmm. but just to be fucking cunty is so good in a funny way.
Yeah.
Is so good.
My favorite line is, so she has, there's droughts in this movie. We're going to talk about that.
They're in California.
It's a whole conversation I'd like to have.
So but, San Gabriel. San Fernando Valley.
San Fernando Valley. But she's watering her lawn and she just goes, droughts are for poor people.
Yeah.
That's
the more water
lore.
You have, the more class you have. You think J-Lo has a brown lawn?
Yes. Oh my gosh, you...
It's too much. It's burning to my scalp. Wow. I love this movie.
I will say, I feel like they do a Cinderella movie for every It girl at the time.
Mm.
Like they did one for Hilary Duff, Camila Camille, Brandy.
Cabello. Oh, yes.
What's up?
Camila Cabello.
Did I say your name wrong?
Camila Cabello?
Camila Cabello?
I don't even think you were close.
I wasn't even close. I just don't know that
a different
woman's
name. Yeah.
And which version do we think was better, this or
Brandy's.
Camila's?
Brandy's. Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, Camila's was featured at the Oscars. I don't believe this was so...
Was it actually?
It was. They're
did
not, like
no,
a
did you
top
not see
five
that?
No.
Type.
They
did anyone
had,
see it?
They had no. a fan. Yeah. They had.
You did, Miles?
You watched it?
Yeah, it's the worst, maybe like top 10 worst.
Okay.
Movie.
How do you fuck up Cinderella?
James Corden.
That's so easy.
What did she say to Regina King?
She called her like, oh, if it isn't Miss Ghetto from South Compton or something. And I was like,
Jesus Christ.
You think she drives all the way from Compton to the fucking valley?
Oh, I wrote it down. She goes, if it isn't Betty Crocker from the hood.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, if that was not coming from a white woman.
Yes.
That's fucking hilarious.
It was coming from
if that's just coming
a white
from,
woman.
If that's coming from some guy that just or somebody that just walked past and saw her like getting on the bus on like the 212 back to like South Central, that's fucking hysterical.
Oh my God.
You look like Betty Crocker from the
Oh my God.
And Carrick loves it.
And the only reason why Regina King stayed is she was the motif for Fairy Godmother.
I can't believe, by the way, that your like favorite childhood movie, you got Jennifer Coolidge and Regina King. Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what we
like,
had.
Fuck, you didn't know what you
had. We were like,
Emmy Award winning Regina King.
Oscar Award winning. And Emmy. She is so fucking good.
Yeah.
Even in this like small role,
and she doesn't
she's
even
incredible.
Need to.
She doesn't need to be.
She's like one of those people that just go and outwork everybody on set.
She brings her the dress. She gives her the time. She gives her the home when she's kicked out of her house.
I did not make that connection.
Wait, did you not realize she was the fairy godmother?
No, I did not.
Oh, God. Yeah. She gives her, it's whomever gives her the dress.
Yeah.
It's usually the fairy godmother.
How many times have you seen this?
A lot.
We were busy with Hilary Duff, yes. Like being an A+ actress, mm-hmm. A+.
She killed it.
She
this.
Gives
Hillary.
Outfits.
I mean, the crying.
Oh, the crying?
I'm impressed.
What was her process?
Be herself.
Do we think that they like just like did the eye drops off camera and then they go, okay, go.
Do you yes. think? No. I feel like I...
Ow. I love you and this movie, but come on. Those are clean eyes.
But I saw like a red nose a little bit.
I'm gonna have to go back.
So we think that she's a method actress.
I felt like she maybe like this was... After Lizzie McGuire, she's like, you know what? This is my first like big movie. Yeah. I'm gonna really go for it. And I don't know.
You know what else she gave us in this that was iconic? Laugh out loud.
Yes!
That meme? What? What?
Is that what you're talking about?
When Miles,
no way.
I know her you shouldn't say gay meme.
No.
Have you seen that? Have you seen the Hillary Duff commercial where she, two girls in a JCPenney and they're like, that's gay. And Hillary Duff goes,
hey,
don't say gay. Don't say that's gay. Like, that's rude to say.
I can't believe you don't know. Laugh out loud.
Where is that? Yeah, it's like, I feel like I'm everywhere.
What is this?
Well, when they're texting in the beginning and she goes to write LOL and she goes, laugh out loud.
And she's like, laughing. She's like, and everyone uses that meme now to be like, laugh out loud.
Yeah, I've never, it's incredible.
Yeah.
They did that one for the boomers to understand what it meant because they were T9 texting. Sexy texting.
Every Hillary Duff movie is contractually obligated to have a fun fashion montage.
Yes.
Now, in the Lizzie McGuire movie, we get the greatest scene of all time.
Oh, yes.
The igloo dress, but in this she's getting to try on Halloween costumes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fun. It's quirky.
I like the one line. I only caught it the most recent watch where she comes out in the nun costume and she sneezes and they're like, bless you.
It's good.
That you pick up every time you watch it.
Guarantee that was like a gaffer on set. Like made it as a joke. Like, that's good. We should do that. That's just not in the script.
Wait, remember when she comes out in Porky the Pig outfit? Was that... How is that cleared? Isn't she a Disney kid?
Porky
the Pig. And she turns around and she shakes her ass. And it's like... Blah, 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 blah.
I did wonder if this was a Disney movie because it is on Netflix currently.
It's not on a Disney movie.
Wow.
Which I thought for sure they were playing it on Repo. Where did they play this?
Was it
ABC Family or some shit?
This is a Warner Brothers movie.
There you go. It's Warner Brothers.
They stole Hillary.
It's a Porky Pig.
There it goes. That's why it was cleared. Thank you for solving the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
She comes out in a sexy hula girl outfit. Yes. We get to see her fucking abs.
Her fucking abs.
Fucking abs.
Fucking abs.
That bitch got abs. God, and they're like, no, she's too sexy in her hula outfit. Yeah. But give her ladies a fucking lift in that Cinderella dress.
I'm not gonna lie. I type stuff on my phone while watching this, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw that she was in like a more revealing costume, and something in my brain said, "Don't look, Zach." She's a child. Don't look. Yeah. And I just was like, "Don't do it." And
see?
I.
And that's why you look up the ages.
Yeah.
She was probably 22 at that time.
She was like a. She's like 16.
Because she was young when we did.
Yo, they made out a lot.
I know.
So they kissed at the end.
A lot.
And the director, I think, like, brought them in a trailer. It was like, practice the kiss.
This is a fun fact that I have. And the way that it is written is.
Oh, God. Don't look.
So
awful. I'm so sorry. I said, you could look. Don't look. Don't look at all. Oh, my God.
You're about to have a bad time.
Yeah, you're going to have a bad time.
I believe. I mean, okay, let's just jump to one fun fact and then we'll go back. I believe this was Hillary's first kiss.
Wait, no, fuck off.
Oh, she was 17, by the way.
Oh, she was 17? That's
first of all, she was a Disney kid. Ain't no way that was her first kiss.
On the kissing scene, Hillary Duff says, quote, it was much better than my first real kiss.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, she was definitely fucking.
But they did.
She was the star. She was fucking Lizzie McGuire.
I don't know. She was getting it in like that.
Did you see the tongue slip in the?
Yes. Yeah,
she was like, I'm going to fucking kiss this guy.
I will slow motion
I'm
going to
fucking
that.
Kiss this boy.
Because Chad Michael Murray is hot.
He's a hottie. Fine. He's a cute one little boy. He's a cutie pie. And I'm sick of you guys fucking telling me otherwise.
He has an age.
Elle is right. The tongue slipped.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Talk about it.
It was hot.
Are you ready? Are you ready to hear it?
Yeah. Wait,
the tongue slipped in. And out and around the mouth.
Okay, Zach, have you ever made out with anyone? I feel like, are you okay with this? It was a big deal. It was hot.
Big.
It was a high school movie. 22-year-old making out with a 17-year-old.
And her first movie out of Disney.
Yeah.
Oh, so she was like, I gotta break the mold.
Listen to this fact.
Okay, sorry.
The way this is written is just, I want to believe that it's not what this sounds like.
Okay.
The director, Mark Rossman, made the two actors make out in front of him in his trailer so they could practice kissing before filming the scene. That's gross.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I have to believe that he was just like, hey, this is the end of the movie. You guys need to like really be into it. But also, like, they didn't have to go that hard.
Is he gay?
I hope and assume that every children's movie male director is gay.
I'm going to go with he's gay, and that makes it a little less bad.
Mark, if you're listening, you're gay now.
If anyone asks, you're gay.
You're gay.
But it's not just sexuality that we see in this, her sexy body and her sexy tongue slipped. It's death. We've glossed over the most important fact that shapes our girl to be the little mousy nerd that she is. Her father is killed by the San Andreas earthquake.
That is.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So
Northridge,
I miss
San Andreas.
Northridge. Whatever. Northridge same. Earthquake.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They're
he was murdered in the home. The home collapsed in on him.
Which is traumatizing.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I would be. She was in the same room.
No, he said, don't go, Dad. And their hands slipped apart in slow motion. And he ran to go save Fiona.
Damn. You missed that part?
I missed that part.
Fucking this motherfucker. Always be looking down when we're watching movies. I swear to God. But then we don't talk about the most fucked up part is the dad thought it would be a good idea to hide his will in a children's fairy tale book. What? What kind of irresponsible? Well,
it was for her.
But Fiona signed it.
But if she had kept...
Where's the executor? Where's the fucking lawyer?
Okay, I mean, we need to back up a little bit before even that. Why would you have a will already? Are you already... You're ready
you
to die?
Will. I have a will. You don't have a will?
No!
You don't... Garrick, you're rich now. You have a Rolex.
I don't have a will.
You need to get a will.
No.
Zach, you have a will?
I have a living trust.
Elle, you got a will?
I don't think I have one.
Yeah. Elle, you got a will.
Nobody has a will. will.
What? What?
Wait, do you have a will or do you have a living trust?
What the fuck is the difference? A living trust is, all my shit goes to someone.
That's a living trust.
What's the difference?
A will is, here are the things that I want you to do after I die.
I have that. Jared has to make me cremate me, and he has to shoot half of me up into a firework over the sea, and the other half he has to compress into a diamond and wear around his neck. And I want him to put my toenail in a Ziploc bag so I can still see things.
Nah, I'm trying to go out like a fucking Viking.
I'm sorry.
I want to be Derek, pushed out into sea.
We're not ready for your vision.
You're
the
right.
Toenail.
That's why.
The
why?
Toenail. So I you said, can see things.
Yeah, I said I still need a piece of my body here so that I could like still see things in case reincarnation or like this Elon Musk figures out how to bring people back.
So, okay, a couple thoughts there. You think that your toenail, you could see through it because the toenails are the windows to the soul.
So, of course, not chicken
soup at all.
I'm not going
to make him carry an eyeball around in a Ziploc bag around his neck.
That'd be cooler.
Yeah.
Listen, I can call my executor or my lawyer and have this change because I'm a responsible adult.
What about...
You think you're going to die soon? Is that... I feel like that's the main question.
I live wild. I got people looking for me. Could you imagine?
Yes, I could imagine.
I actually... It's very easy to imagine.
Wait, you want to be shot out like a Viking and lit on fire?
I want to be on a boat.
On a boat?
I want to be on a boat on top of flammable material, pushed out into sea.
Yeah.
And this somebody boat. Takes a fucking fire arrow and shoots the
That's
boat.
A lot of collateral, my guy. That's care. Like 50,000 bucks nah, for care. A boat.
That's fucking dope. Elle, how do you want to die?
What do you want to do with your body?
What do you
want to
do with your body?
Oh, gosh.
Is that anxiety
provoking? We can press your ashes into a DVD.
Okay.
When it plays,
the
it's
movie
just
of Elle's life. What do you think Hillary Duff wants us to do with her body when she dies?
Probably sorry, turn Hillary. It into a puppet. So there are a couple of logic things in this movie that I
no,
oh
my God.
Need to... Oh, well, maybe you have other ones.
It's logically perfect.
Yeah, everything makes sense.
Well, the mask.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's
oh,
talk about
we're
it.
We're finally talking
let's,
about
okay.
it. Now, okay, so Rick. Now... That, I'm sorry, I'll dead it.
What about...
No.
You now, go, you,
you
go.
You were so angry.
Yeah, I was pretty upset as soon as it came. Now that we are in a society where we are wearing masks all of the time, I know that that is fucking Miles. I know that's my, if I saw Miles walking down the street, I'd be like, Miles, there goes Miles right there. It doesn't matter who is behind the mask.
All right, but no, what if it's the mask on my eyes? So.
Oh, that makes a difference.
Can you tell?
You're hotter now.
Really?
Still Zach. And this is my whole thing with like superheroes and all that stuff.
It's
a very like hacky thing to say.
Batman.
But like Batman, Mr. Incredible, all of the Incredibles in general wearing the little
strip
on their eyes.
The thong on their eyes.
That's not going to work.
Yeah.
Bank robbers, not gonna work. Zorro, not gonna work.
But her hair was curled.
Her hair was curled.
You ever seen a bitch curl her hair for get a blowout for the first time? And you're like, God damn, she is hot.
Right, and then you see her again, and her hair is straight as fuck.
Yeah.
As straight as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't
I thought about this,
again.
Though, because I went to a public school in Florida, and it was a very big school.
Yeah.
I think we had like 2,000 per class.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of people. And I did not know, like, I don't even think I know who our homecoming queen was one year. I was like, who is that person? I've never seen her in my life. So I was thinking, if she went to a school as big as I did, it's possible that you don't know every
that's
single
fair.
Person
okay.
in
well,
the class.
That's totally fair, but
he goes to her diner.
He goes to her job all of the time.
He talks
hears
to
her.
Her
voice. And it's just like, at least, are you...
Yeah. Also, in what universe are you going to school with Hillary Duff and everyone's not like, yo, who the fuck is that?
She's bad as shit.
Sick.
Is this a girl that works at the diner?
I bet you she's going to have a butt
is,
someday in the future.
Right, exactly. Look at those low rise jeans.
This is why I told you I did. Chad Michael Murray just didn't do it for me.
She's pulling off the double choker and the layered lace?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That layered
Here's
lace.
The thing that's about Hillary Duff that blows my mind. Lean on this microphone stand right quick. Is that she actress, is that she manages to pull off being the most beautiful person in every movie, but also being like, oh, I'm so clumsy and nerdy and weird.
Yeah.
And she pulls it off in a way that we don't resent her.
Yeah.
She wears a baseball cap.
We love her for it. We're like, that is me.
Yeah.
But like, I bet you that, I don't know, like as a kid looking up to her, you're like, she's so pretty, but she's also clumsy and down mm-hmm. to earth. It like makes yeah. you want to be her.
Yeah.
Right?
I told you the amount of times I tried to recreate that smoky eye look with the hair curls, it never worked out. I had the straightest shit hair.
This movie is obsessed with the drought. It talks about the drought in the beginning.
Yeah.
There's a drought. The school announcement talks about the drought. And then at the end, they kiss and the rain comes down. So
is that an allegory for a dry spell?
Is the drought?
Yes.
Is the drought
a metaphor for her metaphor. Sexuality?
Yeah. Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's wet as shit is. When she starts getting that tongue by Michael Murray.
My God, Kelsey.
She's getting tongued down.
I didn't mean all of that.
I did. That's what you meant.
I meant teenage sexuality. And she can finally go out and sleep with somebody. Yeah. And I don't know about what was going on in her pants at that point in time.
I can tell you, we've all been there. You ever been kissed by a quarterback in the bleachers in the middle of a game?
We have not all been there.
Literally 50%. Probably a quarter have not been through that.
Ooh, let me tell you.
I mean, it sounds hot.
The locker scene.
Yes.
What about it? She's that bitch. Yes. She walks in there,
broken, and lets him know that boys' locker room, which is like the one place you never would fucking get caught dead in.
I didn't think that her blowing up at him was deserved or earned.
Wait,
did you watch the same movie?
I watched it. I saw like the reading. All he did was look back and feel embarrassed, and now she's like running to him and being like,
"No, she." I would be able to sleep at night without telling him the fuck off.
Yeah, no. He spends like the whole movie trying to find Cinderella, and as soon as he finds out who Cinderella is,
he's nowhere to be
found. Okay. It's like, fuck you.
You know, it does remind me though of the time in high school where I was sleeping with a running back, and I found out when I went out of town on a weekend, he slept with this other girl named Brittany. And when I came back, everyone was like, "Are you gonna fucking? You gotta say some shit. What are you going to do?" And I was like, "I'm going to tell him off at lunch because that's when everyone's in the same courtyard." And I was like, "Well, fucking do it." Everyone was like, "Fuck yeah." And I had all my bitches behind me. And we went up to him and I was like, "Excuse me." And he turns around and goes, "Hold on one second." And I just crumbled into 1,000 fucking pieces.
But okay. So
and then when he turned back around, I was like, "I thought what you did wasn't very nice."
Going back to it, I feel like her in the context that she had of like thinking that she was not going to be good enough for him is also projected on him looking back and then that whole period of him not saying something.
Why didn't he say something?
I don't know. He just got embarrassed as well. Like some people were just like telling people. Okay. One of the worst things that could ever happen, I feel like, to a man is having his Tinder messages read out loud.
Wow.
Or having his game like on display and like being like, "I don't want to go to USC anymore. I love poetry." Like all kinds of like shit. I'm terrified of anybody involved with that situation.
That's a good point.
So I'm also scared. So for her to come out and then blow up at him while he's like also dealing with something.
So what you're saying is we're just expecting too much of men.
We're expecting too much of one another.
I got it. Like. Yeah. You put that moment into perspective.
You know what would have made Chad Michael Murray feel better? Some sweet, sweet making out action.
Yeah, some sweet kisses.
The nerve of this cinematic experience to have a climactic moment where Hilary Duff makes out in the rain and you don't play Let the Rain Fall Down.
No. Because this movie is more classy than that.
How dare you? Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind?
More classy.
Lizzie McGuire songs before too many.
Yeah.
First of all, that is all-time banger.
Yeah, true. It's a banger. But you do not, I feel like every time I hear a song that is a direct reference to what's happening in the movie, I want to shoot myself in the foot.
Oh, it is
horrible. Yeah. And I'm just like, so I know what's happening. I know the rain is fucking falling down. You don't have to put it in my eyes.
He's kind of right.
It just, I hate it.
At least so
I
feel the like end the movie credits, is more clever. Though.
Did you notice it also the first tier dropped right on Chad Michael Murray's cheek? Like he was crying.
Yeah.
Because
like
the kiss was so good. The tongue to that got emotions. Slipped.
No, he's finally
letting
free.
Out his fucking emotions.
Yeah. He's a
writer boy. He's a sad boy.
Yeah, he's a writer boy. I don't understand how poets get into Princeton, but we can. That's neither here nor there.
We know he paid his way.
Yeah.
He paid his way.
What, with that laundry?
Yeah. She, on the other hand, must have been hella smart because she was getting straight A's.
And she was also doing other people's homework.
Yeah. She really was that bitch.
Yeah.
If only I thought it was cool to be smart in high school, I would probably live a very different life.
Can you just, okay.
Could you imagine an alt universe where Hilary Duff was having her little Will Smith moment and every movie that came out?
Yeah, there are a lot of Will Smith moments.
Of the times, Zachary.
Pull of the collar. Where every movie that comes out, she drops a banger song. And she's like, I'm the biggest movie star on the planet. Who else could do that? Will Hill. That's it.
Will Hill. Yeah. Was Rainfall Down prior to Cinderella?
It came out in 2003. This movie came out in 2004. Ipso facto, they could have held it.
You know what else came out in 2004? Mean Girls.
Yes.
The dark side of this movie.
Holy shit.
Which I feel like.
How could both exist?
It's so wild, right?
How could both exist in my brain?
Literally figured that out. When there's a shot of the three mean girls walking down the hallway.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is like Mean Girls. Who did it first?
Who did do it first?
It's the same. It doesn't matter. They were filming at the same time.
What else came out in 2004? Sleepover. What a year for teen girl comedies.
I was definitely past my
you fuck with Sleepover?
Yes.
My man.
I just thought it was so interesting that the creators of this movie... It's like, let's just make a nice high school coming of age Cinderella story. And then Tina Fey was like, what if I took that and literally spun it on its head and made it the funniest thing for at least 20 years?
Yeah. Oh, because Cinderella's story is funny. It had me laugh. It was stupid jokes.
It was delightful.
But Mean Girls was like the Euphoria version.
Oh yeah,
it was like,
yeah.
This is a stupid thing I wrote. Magnolia, Crash, A Cinderella Story, all perfect movies that end with unlikely weather in Los Angeles.
That was a good joke.
That's a good one. It's a deep cut.
Yeah,
just full torrential rain.
Yeah,
in the middle
frogs,
of nowhere,
snow. Or yeah.
Might I pose a question to our voiceover narrator guest extraordinaire, L. Mills?
Oh, please. Yes.
How do you feel about voiceover that doesn't come back round? Because this one does, but it's really a book front and a book end. It's not really, you don't hear it throughout. Do you feel like that's cheating?
No, because I feel like if they only did it in the beginning and the end, they get away with it. But if they did it like one other time, then I'd be like, oh, okay, they didn't carry it throughout. But I'm like, oh, it's just like starting the story and then ending the story. Yeah. I feel like you get to.
Yeah.
Open it.
And this was literally based on a fairy tale
book. Makes it feel like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Like you're being told a story.
Right, exactly.
I will say though, I don't know. Okay, so Elle made an incredible short film called Reply. I don't know. People can't see it yet.
Not yet.
It's playing at some festivals. So I don't know that I want to.
Yay,
tell me if this is too spoilery. And then if it is, we'll cut it. But you have a narrator device in your short.
Yes.
And what I love about it is that not only is it earned in a way that's not like, hey, we're just having someone narrate the story. It's earned in a way that then adds depth to the story.
Ooh, that was, I didn't know anything based on that.
Wow. Yeah. And it's fucking dope. And that's like, that's how I think you should do it, right? Like, it's such a great device to get to start the story and tell you about characters. But if you can link it in a way that then deepens your understanding of the plot. Now you're fucking cooking with gas.
Right.
Wait, Elle, that's incredible. You made a movie.
Thank you.
To give us a little, like, give us a little loggy line, a little speaker. Insight. Yeah, give us a little something, something.
So there's a boy, a 15-year-old boy, Sam.
We know the age. Sam, like Cinderella story?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry.
Of Sam, who finds a box of hidden videotapes in his mom's attic.
I like it. Yeah.
Like he's expecting porn. He's super disappointed. Movie ends.
Ew.
He tries to jerk off. Okay, I'm so sorry, Al. Keep going.
And he decides to make a movie with those tapes. And it's all the tapes are from the summer of 2006 when his mom, right, the summer before his mom went off to college, and she decides she wants to build a tree house as like a goodbye to her hometown. The same summer, her new neighbors moved in.
Oh.
That's a really bad
like a mystery thriller.
It's queer romance.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Teen
also romance. 2006 going off to college. This movie could have been about me and I could be a mom. Cool. H, what a glorious thing.
You've got a nice love triangle where you've got the main character and you're like, she's in a relationship with a dude, but I kind of like her with this lady more.
Oh, you fucking gay motherfucker. I'm so hype. So it's at the festival circuit.
Yes.
And then you're going to release this.
Yes.
Where?
Don't
know yet?
It may be released somewhere.
Professionally?
Oh.
Ow!
Okay.
Fuck we'll see,
yeah.
We'll see.
Very cool.
But also, I'm currently trying to write like a feature that's kind of the proof. This story is the proof of concept of it in a way. So we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, because that's literally what Sundance is for. It's like, show me what you think could be a movie, and then you do it, and then they make it.
And they're like, mm-hmm. Let's see this as a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go to Sundance.
We know a little thing about Sundance.
I feel like we got to figure out what fairy tale you can make a modern version of. Like, instead of Cinderella's story, you do a
Romeo and Juliet.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh, no, and it's Juliet and Juliet.
Oh.
No, it's fine. You can cast me as like a producer or something. It's fine.
Jennifer's body.
That's a fairy tale,
I think,
right?
Juliet, Juliet, I'd fuck with.
You know what? Speaking of sexist, I will say the one last thing is the evil stepsisters and that trope. They're so fun.
They were so dumb. They were
I would
mean.
Love to play them.
I
yeah.
hate them.
Yeah.
Again, as we talk about the entitlement and how I just cannot with any of those types of characters.
But you didn't think they were kind of dumb? I thought they did a good job of making them kind of dumb.
Yeah, they are kind of dumb, but they're still making her life hell.
I felt like, did you guys ever watch another Cinderella story with Selena Gomez?
No.
Oh my gosh. That's probably...
There are so many Cinderella
stories. I know.
Stories.
Yeah, so that one's actually like not... A Cinderella story with Hilary Duff is the best, but yeah. I'd say...
It's
close,
okay?
Close second. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, maybe because like I grew up with it and like, yeah. I love Selena Gomez. Yeah. But
okay, we have Hilary Duff, Selena Gomez...
Lucy Hale.
What?
I just found out about
Camilla
that.
Camila Cabello, Brandy, and Disney. Rank them.
Oh,
I haven't... Not seen
you
half
seen
of those.
All of them?
No.
Have, oh wait, okay. Yeah, we just
we'll rank the
that.
Ones that you've seen.
Okay, a Cinderella story.
Number one, Hilary Duff for the win.
Hilary Duff, Selena Gomez.
Number two.
Yeah.
And then Cinderella. I have not seen the rest.
Oh no!
Wow. So
you
Cinderella.
You gotta watch Brandy's though.
Number three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If you watch it again, it kind of sucks.
It's boring as shit.
I don't.
It's just not as
so desaturated. You're just like, why didn't they use colored pencils back then? I hope the saturation is a little bit. But Gus Gus is very cute as well.
Oh my god!
I always want to name a dog Gus Gus.
What I was about to say though is the I feel like the evil stepsisters in the Selena Gomez one way better.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember She's the Man?
Do we?
We just did an episode on it.
Okay. What's her name?
If you know anyone's name in that movie besides Amanda Bynes, I'm going to be so happy for you.
It's the nerdy girl.
Eunice,
yes.
That's her name.
What a name.
Yeah.
Gorge.
She gets with tricks and they open mouth kiss too.
Ooh.
And that was hot.
You know where there's a lot of open mouth kissing? This movie. Remember that? Remember when you played it in slow motion on your DVD player in your bedroom, in your portable DVD player? And if you shook the, if you moved too much, the CD would go, and then freeze, and then you'd have to back it up a chapter or two. Y'all remember DVD players?
You had a portable DVD player?
Yeah. it was chunky little monkey for when you traveled. It was the airplane.
Oh. By the way, I think that Hillary should have gotten with Terry. I know that he was a nerd, but he's going to probably go on to invent something and become a billionaire.
Probably so. Elon Musk.
Wait, there was another kid that was like one of the friends, one of the friends of Chad that is just
the worst.
Fully just being like, yo, what up, dog? How you feel? Like all kinds of Ebonics
look
and
at the
Av.
Way he just
and it's just like, because it's so annoying.
Yeah,
it's so disrespectful.
And that same friend almost like essays a girl and Zororo saves her. And we're all just like, we're going to forget about that. Happened at the high school.
Yeah, he was just a terrible, terrible
bad
person.
Guys.
I'm wondering if you caught this, is that one of Chad Michael Murray's other boys seems to have a subplot that is immediately disregarded where an elderly teacher, female teacher, wants to fuck him.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
When was that? I missed that.
Wait, what happens there?
I missed that moment.
Was it right where, I don't know, actually. When are they putting the flyers up, right? Are you talking about?
Like they're, right after that.
They're
right
doing the scene the where the line of all the girls.
Yeah.
And she's like, we need to stop this. And then she's like,
boy.
Benjamin. And he's like,
And she says, you're a bad boy. Yeah, that was weird. That was weird.
So they slept with each other. Okay, end of movie. Cool.
Yeah. Wait, the deeper we go, we should just kind of walk.
Yeah. You
know? All right.
Go into the fun stuff.
Fun facts. This one's kind of crazy. The role of Austin Ames was not originally going to go to Mr. Chad Michael Murray, the hottie.
Robert Pattinson.
L, do you know?
No.
The look on your face. The original role was won by Rupert Grint.
What?
I'm sorry.
Nobody named Rupert deserves that part.
Fucking
Rupert
sorry.
Grint, Mr. Ron Weasley.
Oh my God.
From Harry Potter.
No way.
Ronald Weasley was cast as the love interest of opposite Hillary.
No, he fucking wasn't. He wasn't.
You guys are fucked up. This is ginger hatred.
How far along, like how
I need to
on?
Look up what Rupert Grint looked like in 2004.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
it's not ginger hate. It's that child was a boy. That was a baby child boy in that era.
Yeah, this
but
was
he's probably British and hot. He's probably like, oh, what's up, mate?
I mean, he had like the real mop head at that point. I think he was
Harry Potter. No. Four. That's Harry
Did
Potter
he turn
four.
It down for Harry Potter?
He, he had to drop out due to commitments with Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Got it.
Number
Even
three.
Fucking weirder.
This
no.
Is, wait, I need to look up what Ron looks like.
Would this
like.
Movie have even worked?
It would not have worked.
It would be so funny to watch, though.
Yeah.
He was a baby boy. He was not a man.
This is.
Wait, are you sure he was supposed to be Chad Michael Murray, or was he supposed to be
the Carter? Is what
Carter,
he
lo- yeah.
This is what he
That's
looked
what
like.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
No, he couldn't have. He couldn't.
It must have been.
Where did you find that? Was that on some like shitpost Reddit joke?
Okay,
thing?
Here's the deal. All of my facts are not vetted.
I made this one up.
But this came from Rainey, and it's we get it. We just look on IMDb fun facts. So those are very easily edited. It's possible. Yeah. Look, I said an incorrect fun fact the other day.
What?
About the power of the dog, because I got the name their last names are the same. It was not Benedict Cumberbatch's role. It was fucking our boy who's married to Kiki Dunst. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Jesse Plemons.
Yeah, that was the role that Paul Dano was supposed to have. But you know what? It's fine. Sometimes I just throw stuff out like a grenade, and I run away and don't look at the damage that's caused.
I just want everyone who's not watching this to understand. We just looked up a picture of Rupert Grint as basically what he looked like in the Chamber of Secrets.
And he looked like a small
He's
child.
A baby
like
boy.
A baby boy. That's like what I'm saying. That makes no sense
boy.
In 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before you had your sexual awakening to Rupert Grint.
Because. Chad is very hot.
Yep. Yes, he is.
Fine. Well,
I am so fucking ready for the Chad Michael Murisance.
Yep.
I feel like we're ready for him to come back.
Has he left, really?
Where's he been?
Isn't he been in like Lifetime or Netflix movies?
That ain't no Murisance.
Okay, sorry.
I'm ready to have him to have his little ass-kicking moment. Get him in a softy movie.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's send him on the...
He's not Robert Pattinson.
Let's get him on the trajectory. Let's do it.
You don't fucking know that. He could be.
Okay. The way you stood up for Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I love Robert Pattinson.
All right, now we got to decide, is this movie a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, just plain guilty? L, why should people watch this film?
I will say, I think if you've never seen it, it is a guilty pleasure. Is that weird?
What?
I don't know. The thing is, I feel like I love this film because of the nostalgia in it. So I'm like, I always give fair warning when I'm like suggesting a movie that I feel nostalgic about.
Yeah.
But listen, if you want peak 2000s teen movie, this is it. It has everything. It has Hilary Duff, Chad Michael Murray, great casting.
Hot boy.
Great soundtrack. And truly, I think, better than the original Cinderella. So
that about does it. Yeah. I don't think it's a surprise at all here that this is a pleasure for me, 100%. It's got jokes. It's got nostalgia. It's got tongue slipping. It's got female empowerment. It's got Jennifer Coolidge. What doesn't it have?
Rupert Grint.
Yeah, it does have Rupert Grint.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I don't think anyone could watch this and be like, I'm bored, or it's not fast paced enough, or there's not enough goofy moments. It's fantastic.
It's a beautiful 90 minutes. I love a 90 minutes.
As it fucking should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably side somewhere between the two of you. I mean, it was the first time for me and Garrick, and honestly, delightful as hell.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
It's whoa, all the way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, because I felt like in normal Cinderella stories, they breeze past the prince looking for Cinderella in the first place. Huh. They're just like, oh, it's the main thing is getting to the ball, dropping the slipper, and all of that stuff. In the very Judd Apatowian way of like finding the small segment of a story and extrapolating that, I felt like that was a very interesting choice for this movie in a nice way.
I am tickled.
You don't think about that. Most Cinderella stories are just a one-night wonder.
Yeah.
But he really fell in love with her soul.
Her soul.
Long before he saw her at the ball.
Yeah, yeah. Real Prince Charming, shallow as fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, in the same way that...
He just has a foot fetish.
Yeah.
Perf.
In the same way that 10 Things I Hate About You is a really nice Taming of the Shrew movie, this is a nice Cinderella movie.
Mm. Wow. Well, I won't fucking follow that. Elle, thank you so much for coming back. What are you working on right now that people should go check out?
I am Twitch streaming. So.
Oh, shit.
Yes. I stream every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So come hang out.
What are you playing?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I do Minecraft. And then I do a lot of nostalgic games just because I'm not a gamer and I just like playing. I play Club Penguin sometimes. It's kind of fun.
Hell yeah. What's the URL?
But L Mills.
Okay, cool.
Duh.
Okay.
And then, I think that's what you can catch me on, an Instagram, whatever.
And your movie.
Oh, yes.
I'm your PR agent.
Eventually, you can watch Reply.
Go look out for festivals. Maybe it'll come by you. Fuck yeah. And your socials?
At L.Mills on Instagram.
We got to get that dot out of there.
I know.
Who has the L Mills?
The L Mills?
Aren't you the L Mills?
I guess I could. I feel like I could probably.
You're saying who just has L Mills?
No, I'm saying who has the L Mills?
Oh.
No, you want L Mills.
She wants L Mills.
I want you to be the L Mills.
No, we should just get her L, like just the letter.
Oh, that would be cool.
L.
Is L short for anything?
No.
Word.
Damn.
Dope. That's
I wish I could have L. E-L-L-E, but.
E-L-E?
But L.
Who has it?
L Magazine.
Oh, fuck that. give her her handle. That's not even your fucking name. That's a company that we could fight for this.
Okay.
I'm at Corny on all things.
I'm Kelsey Darrow on all the things.
I'm Gary Bernard on all the things.
Oh my gosh. You guys all have this consistent handle across. Okay.
Yeah.
This one for a while didn't. I did it was not. A problem. Yeah. But we fixed it.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Till next time, let the rain fall down and wake my dream. I'm going to sing alone. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I got Botox.